Hi, you're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, broadcasting live from the Great American RV Show down at the Colorado Convention Center. I will be broadcasting here till 11. I'll probably stick around for a while and walk the floor. Come on down and say hi. There is so much to do here. There's hundreds of RVs of all shapes and sizes, seminars. It's the most RVs under one roof in the history of Colorado. And we're going to be, and they're going to be here till 6 o'clock today is the last day. So go to greatamericanrv.show for more information. Let's go to the phones now. And joining us from Bar Lake is Michelle Siebert. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And, you know, a sunny day with your boat ramp opening, I know that if there's any reason to go to Bar Lake today, it's going to be to see the smile and enthusiasm you have.
Oh, well, thanks, Terry. Yeah, we have a great day lined up. We also have our Easter egg hunt for kids that starts at 10 o'clock. So we opened up our boat ramp at 5 a.m. and we're here and going to be a great day to be outside.
So let's talk a little bit about the lake and everything there, and we'll get into your activities. What are the conditions like? You know, Bar Lake is an irrigation reservoir, so the water fluctuates during the year. How's your water level, and what's going on there?
Yeah, so we are about three-quarters full. We went down to conservation level, which is 400 surface acres last year, but, you know, our water levels are looking good this year. We've already been stocked with trout. So people have been shore fishing the last few weeks, but we have two boats that have already been out, and it's going to be a great year here at Bar Lake.
Yeah, it certainly will be. It's going to be a beautiful day. And, you know, we've had one of the top 15 coldest winters in Colorado history. We had a lot of ice this year, a lot of snow on the ground, days with snow on the ground. And I think people are ready to get out and enjoy the parks and the boat ramps. Of course, they'll go to nice places instead of Bar Lake, right?
Oh, yeah, no. Bar Lake is the best.
I know. You have a lot going on there. You really do. You know, one of the draws, we'll talk about the fishing in a minute, but one of the big draws there are the raptors. In fact, you have a raptor run coming up, but you also have the eagles nesting. Tell us a little bit about those things.
Right. So Bar Lake has had a nesting pair of bald eagles since 1986. We've had 61 eaglets fledged from Bar Lake, and we do have an active nest this year that's in the southwest corner of the lake, and we should actually have eaglets any day now, so that's very exciting. The whole southern end is a wildlife refuge, and what's important about that is that there are certain rules for the refuge. You can't have your dog in there. You can't fish or boat on the northern part of the lake, but you can do all of that other stuff on the you can't do that on the southern part. On the northern part, you can fish and have your dog. But, you know, we're really known for our birding here at Bar Lake. We're kind of the bed and breakfast for birds.
No, it really is. I mean, the hiking, the, you know, what we did a thing on wildlife watching just last week, and it's becoming such a prominent activity. A lot of people just want to get out. And I really, all kidding aside, there isn't a better place. And then you have a lot of other things to draw people in, like your archery ranges.
Yeah, we do. So we have a standing range that's from 10 to 100 yards, and we just opened up on March 1st our three-day range again for the season. We have lots of new targets, and it's open year-round now.
And your 3D range, I'm a big believer in 3D archery. I think it prepares you for hunting. I mean, static ranges are so good just to get your basics and your understanding down. But they don't put you necessarily in that hunting feel of a position or mode where the 3D ranges do. And it's just a great way to improve your skills. The fishing, you said you were stocked. They put more than a couple trout in, I'll bet.
You know, we got 7,600 trout.
And with the water rising and still cool, your boat ramp is open, but a lot of those are going to be available for shore fishing. This is a great time of the year to shore fish.
It is. You know, bring out the family. You can go on a nature hike, stop by your nature center, and do a little fishing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's just a great place. I do have one question about the fishing, though.
Yeah.
Are you really going to let JR continue to fish there? Because he makes up so many stories.
You know, JR, he catches some pretty big fish out of here.
He does. Some of the pictures of the wipers and walleyes he catches there. He's not listening right now because he's working. He'll be on the show later with Colorado Clays. But he's a pretty good angler and not a bad guy. But don't ever tell him I said that.
Okay.
Because he has his event coming up in first part of June, I believe, his casting clays. And
yes,
and they
yeah,
do the
casting clays.
Then they do the fishing part at Bar Lake, and they do a shooting at Colorado Clays. That'd be something people who like to fish and shoot should go to Colorado Clays' website and take a look at that. In the meantime, you've got a lot of stuff coming up at the park, too. Tell me about it.
So next Saturday, April 8th, we have our Raptor Run, and that's a run fundraiser for the Friends of Bar Lake. And the Friends of Bar Lake, they are a nonprofit that supports all our education, recreation, and volunteer opportunities here at Bar Lake. So it's really fun. It's a 5K. You can go to our Facebook page or our main CPW website under Bar Lake to find out about that. And then on April 22nd, we have an Earth Day Kite Festival, and we're super excited about it. It's going to be bigger and better this year. Lottery is helping us sponsor. They're going to have a bunch of giveaways from the lottery, Great Outdoors Colorado, and free kites for the kids.
I also understand you have a ladies' fly fishing clinic coming up.
We do. On April 18th, we do have a ladies' fly fishing. And what's really going to be great is that we're starting out on the 18th. We're going to do kind of a fly fishing 101. And then the second half of that is going to be on May 5th at night. And then the ladies are going to actually be able to fish and try fly fishing here at Bar Lake. So it's kind of a two-part. But the first one is April 18th, and it's on our website and our Facebook page.
And other things, you have yoga classes out there. You have what's called mindful walks. You have a fitness boot camp. Are all those activities on? What's the best way, Facebook or the website?
You know, they're all on either way. So some people don't do Facebook. You can go to our website. So either way, they're all listed there. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity. We offer a lot of different programs to just get outside and enjoy being outside.
Well, the one thing on this 5K Raptor Run, so if an old guy like me showed up, can I make it a Raptor Walk?
You can make it a Raptor Walk. There's no running involved. You can walk or run.
Okay. And that's coming up next weekend, is that right?
Yeah, April 8th is our Raptor Run.
And there's just so much to see out of Bar Lake. And now the boat ramps are open, the water's filling, people are anxious to get out. Michelle, Bar Lake, we didn't tell people, how close are you to the Metro Denver?
We forgot. So we're just 25 minutes east of Denver. We're right off of I-76 in Bromley Lane in Brighton, Colorado.
Right, and if you take Tower Road North, you run into the lake virtually.
You do.
It's not that far. It's easy to get up there. I've even been there and enjoyed the park, so I can't give you any guff about it. No, it's a great place, Michelle. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
You bet. That's Michelle Siebert from Colorado Bar Lake State Park, and we're going to be talking more fishing later on in the second hour. We're going to have Nate Zielinski and Brad Peterson on. We're going to talk about boat ramps, conditions, walleye fishing. Getting a lot of requests for more information. The walleye fishing is great. And by the way, the boat ramps on almost all the Front Range lakes are open. There's a few exceptions, so you want to check before you go. But there's just lots of opportunity. I know things are built up. And another thing over the next week or two, we'll touch on a lot of shore fishing, because a lot of people all year long, they ask us, why don't we talk more shore fishing? Well, spring is one of the times of the year when the fish are so accessible from shore. The trout are trying to spawn. They're usually in a false spawn, so they're by the shore. The stock trout, the water's still cold. They stay close to shore. The walleyes are coming in shallow to spawn, so a lot of times the shore anglers have even better access than the boat anglers. So this is the time of the year to really get out and do that shore angling. And we're going to talk more about that during the course of the day today. We're also going to talk when we get into the second hour with J.R. Pierce from Colorado Clays. I kind of ripped on him a little bit, but he's a great friend. We're going to talk about that one shot that's your nemesis, that one that always gets you. And when it comes to sporting clays, mine's that rabbit that goes along the ground. I hate that rabbit. But JR is going to talk about how we can work on those shots, how Colorado Clays can specialize some activities so we can address whether it's that
shooting your rifle from a certain position or your handgun, or maybe it's that certain shotgun shot, a going away, a crossing, a rabbit that you just need to work on. He's going to give us a lot of hints on how to work with that. So we're going to take a time out. We're broadcasting live from the Great American RV Show down here at the Denver, Colorado Convention Center. Go to greatamericanrvshow.show. GreatAmericanRV.show, and then come down and join us down here and say hi on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors and 104.3 The Fan.